Srila Sukadev Goswami continued, Kamsa agreed to the logical arguments of Vasudev, and having full faith in Vasudev's words, he refrained from killing his sister. Vasudev, being pleased with Kamsa, pacified him further and entered his own house. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Kamsa was a sinful demon, he believed that Vasudev would never deviate from his word. The character of pure devotees like Vasudev is such that even so great a demon as Kamsa firmly believed in his words and was satisfied. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarveir gunesh tatra samasate suraha. Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, text 12. All good attributes are present in a devotee, so much so that even Kamsa believed in Vasudev's word without a doubt. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganara Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsa Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. So, in this sloka specially, there is a discussion between Vasudev and Kamsa. Srila Prabhupada explains the character of the devotees, how they are, behave in a situation like kind of killing someone. And also, in the beginning of the end of the ninth chapter, Srila Sukadev Goswami was explaining the dynasty of the moon and sun. And Maharaj Parikshit was requested Sukadev Goswami, please explain about Lord Krishna, how he born in the Yadu dynasty and what he did in Mathura, why he has to go back to Vrindavan, and how long he stayed in the, you know, Dwarka, all these things he was asking. So then Sukadev Goswami was explaining how this incident is happening. So this is the matter of Devaki's marriage. Devaki is the daughter of Devaka. And the Yadu dynasty is generally the very pious and devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the day of marriage, everything was fine, wonderful. Everyone was happy, including Kamsa. So all of a sudden, there was a voice coming from the sky saying, Kamsa, that you are a fool. You are taking charge of the chariot, sitting with the lady who is going to, whose eighth son will be killed by, kill you. All of a sudden, Kansa, the joyful surrounding, the happiness, all the happiness turn into anger with Kansa. Without any hesitation, Kansa stood up, cut hold of Devaki's hair, taking his sword in his right hand to, sever her head from the body. Such an act is condemned in the Vedic Shastras. Killing of a woman, killing of a child, a pregnant woman, an elderly person, cows, and vulnerable people. Of course, killing of anyone is condemned in the Shastra. But these are the highly vulnerable people. Those should not be punished like that way. But Kansa is a brother, not only a brother, he is king, and he should supposed to be following the religious principle. The religious principle forbid to kill a woman, especially she is the sister of Kansa, and not only that, the day of her wedding, she is going to be killed. And this is unheard of. A king should supposed to follow his religious principle. We have wonderful example of different kings, those who follow the examples. Religious principle, when we are talking about maybe Mahabharata, I remember a story of King Sibi. King Sibi is a great devotee. And his name was all over the heavenly planets being used for a great character and a great giver. Once he promised, he will give no matter whatever it is. No matter if it is costing his life also, he will give those things. We know about King Bali. So these are the wonderful examples. So in this occasion, King Sibi was the king in this world. Indra was always worried about his position by the pious activities of King Sibi. So one day he was thinking that, I have to stop this person for doing the austerity and penance. So he decided to come to this earth planet, and he will try to test him whether he is going to be the same Sibi, all those, all the planets, they are praising him. So he requested Agni, the demigod of fire. So they planned. Agni become a dove, a bird, and Indra become hawk. So they chase each other. King Indra is chasing the dove to get him and eat. So this is the episode happening. They are chasing. So the dove is running here and there. And then finally, coming to the King Sibi, while he was performing his penance, sitting on his lap, shivering with fear and asking the king to help. My dear king, please help me. I don't have any strength to fight myself. I tried my best. I hide myself, but now I can't hide anymore. This hawk is chasing me, and he will kill me. Ultimately, he will eat me. That's his goal. So please save me. So King Sibi said that, okay, you are now, taking shelter of me, so please don't be fearful anymore. I will take care of you. He gave his promise, his word. And then, here again, the hawk, he said that, "Dear king, my prey is on your lap. Please release him, I will, eat. This is the, duty of me. He's my, prey, and I should supposed to eat him." King Sibi said that, "He's under my shelter. He cannot be killed anymore." And the hawk said that, "But I'm hungry. You are being partial. You are not impartial. Is it the religious principle that somebody will be hungry in your state and another will be, live a good life? How it is possible?" Then King Sibi said that, "I will give you bigger animal. Something, you can ask bigger animal, I can give you. But don't ask this one, because I have given him shelter." Hawk said that, "No, I only want him, because he is my prey. I am chasing him. I did all the hard work." Then King Sibi said that, "But, he is under my shelter. I can't, give him at all. So you ask me anything you want, but, I can't give him." So finally, King Sibi agreed, said that, "Okay, you can take my body or my flesh, and, if you want, I can give my body to, satisfy you." Then finally the hawk said that, "Okay, that sounds good. I think that is a good idea. So let's weigh the dove, whatever the weight he is, you have to give your flesh that much." So the dove was sitting in one side of the scale. King Sivi, he asked his ministers to take his part of the body to, put in another side to measure. So whatever he was doing, King Sivi was doing, the dove was becoming more heavier, and the flesh was not enough for making it equal. So he finally gave all his body's, flesh, nothing left. So he has nothing to give anymore. Finally, King Sibi said that, "Okay, the only thing I have is my whole frame, so can I sit on the scale?" So at that moment, Indra couldn't take anymore. He appeared as Indra, and the dove appeared as Agni. And they said that, "We are testing you, how pious you are. Your activities, your character will be praised in these three worlds. So, and please, carry on your the religious principle as usual. And then after they are leaving. Similarly here, Vasudev, a great devotee, he promised to Kansa. First he explained that the body we are getting, one day it will be destroyed. Jatasya hi dhruva mrityu, dhruva janma mrityasya cha. So once we born, we come with our death. The death is always come with the birth. So there is no one can say that, I'm going to be immortal. In this world, it is called Martyaloka. Martya means people, those who die. There was a story of King Yudhishthir. He was asked the question by Yakya. Yakya has asked many questions. Before that, all his four brothers has died because of not answering the Yakya. They were thirsty, they were trying to drink the water. And, Yakya has asked that, "Okay, without answering my question, if you drink my water from the lake, you will be dead. So they didn't listen to him. They tried to drink the water and they died. All four brothers died Yudhishthira was looking for them where they were, and finally they found. Finally he found, and he was also thirsty because he was walking for long distance. So King Yudhishthira, about to drink the water from the lake, and the Yaksha has asked the question. First he said, "Stop, don't drink any water before answering my question, otherwise you will die like your all four brothers." King Yudhishthira waited, said that, "Okay, since you have questions, I will answer." So there was many questions he asked, more than 100 questions being asked by Yaksha. But one of the questions was, what is the wonder in this world? What is the wonder in this world? Kim Asaryam. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said that the Asar is the king, the wonder is the death. Death is inevitable. The death will come, definitely, no doubt about that. But same time, somehow we are thinking, human being, we all think that, you know, that death will not come to me. Maybe I will, you know, live longer than my life. So this is always a wonder. But whereas devotees, they don't think in this way. They realized already that the death is inevitable. Once we born, the birth brings the death also. So it is certain, death is certain. Jatasya dhruva mrityu, dhruva janma mrityasya cha. But Kansa, he never thought that he will die. He was always thinking that there is nothing can kill him. He is the person, he was being killed in his last life as Kalanemi, killed by Lord Vishnu. He knows that, you know, this life he is not going to die. Although he knew that last life he got killed, and this life still he is thinking that he is not going to die. So King Vasudev here explaining that, "Dear King, please don't be, you know, worried about, you know, dying. Once you take birth, you will die here. You know, no doubt about that." He was not about to listen all these things. It was beyond conscious understanding of a person who is demoniac, who is very sinful, how he will consider that he will die. He was always thinking that I am the doer of everything. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma mithyachara sayuchyate. Ahankara vimudatma karta ahamiti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities, which are actually carried out by nature. So generally, whatever we see in this world, whatever we are, you know, thinking that we are doing, generally it is done by the nature. The nature is one of the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is many things we have done, and we always say that, you know, I have done this, I have done that. But when we see who really did certain things, when we realize those things, it's very clear that we are not the doer. We are here just the subordinate of the doer. We are told to do, and we are doing it. Gopi bhartu padakamalor dasa dasa anudas. The devotees, they always consider themselves, I am the servant of the gopis. So they never consider, I'm the doer, I do this, I did this. So this is the difference between the demons and the devotees. The devotee always, they consider themselves that I am not the doer, I am just performing my duty by the order of my spiritual master, by Krishna, by my devotees, my colleagues. But that is different between the demons. The demons always, they think, I have done this, I am the doer. So, this is the characters of the devotees. Vasudeva was never worried. He was worried about, of course, Devaki's life, but he was not worried. He was intelligently answering. He was even saying that, you know, the body is dying, but not the, you know, soul. The soul never dies. So why you are worried? Even the body gets old, that will die. One day the body will die, but the soul never dies. The soul is spirit. So that's why you should not worry about this. So it didn't happen. It didn't, you know, go through conscious mind. Finally, Vasudev thought, I have to save Devaki. So finally, Vasudev says that, okay, one thing I can do, as soon the child will take birth from the womb of Devaki, I will bring to you, so you will take care of this. This is my promise. So this is the promise made by Vasudev. Vasudev's promise was well known by Kansa. Kansa knows that he is a devotee. Not only that, once Vasudev promised, he never, you know, break his promise. But Vasudev was thinking, maybe, you know, since my son is going to Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lachonanwan and go Nitai Ki Jai. So Vasudev was under the impression that since his son, one of his son, is going to kill him, so I'm not going to, you know, as I will promise now, so that will be taken care. Time will only witness. So that didn't happen. One after another, Vasudev took six of his sons and Kansa all killed them. So in the later, you know, chapters, you will get all these things. So this is the difference between a demon and devotees. A devotee always consider himself that, you know, once he promise, he will fulfill. Mahaprabhu's concept of doing bhakti, since we are talking about the devotees, Mahaprabhu's, in Sri Chaitanya Mata Manjusa, a sloka, I mean a book written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a sloka I would like to read. This is the Mahaprabhu's concept of bhakti. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesa Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajabadhu Varkena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamabalam Prema Pumartamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Dahanapa Praha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is worshipped along with his transcendental abode, Vrindavan. The most pleasing form of worship for the Lord is that which was performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority on everything, and pure love of Godhead is the ultimate goal of life for all men. This statement, for which we have the highest regard, or the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very clear for the devotees. You must read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So this is the Vaishnav. We always read this. We always hear this. Sravanam, Kirtanam. This is our first achievement in the beginning of our devotional life. Shravanam, Kirtanam. So, I will stop here. Nothing much I can explain. I was asked by some devotees, since I am from Jagannath Puri, I can speak something about Lord Jagannath. There's many things about Lord Jagannath. I can tell a story about Bhakta Salabek. Maybe you have heard of Bhakta Salabek. Salabek actually born into a Muslim family, although he's a great devotee of the Lord. His father was a Muslim and mother is a Brahmin. So he was always thinking that he was not so pious enough to come to close to even the devotees of the Lord, forget about the Lord, their lordship. He wouldn't come even close to the chariot, even in a Rath Yatra day. Once there was the Rath Yatra was being performed in Jagannath Puri, and Salabhaga somehow desired to see Lord Jagannath. So he was walking for a long distance to come to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath. And on the way, it was, walking long distance. It was said that he was walking for 750 miles. He was walking. In that time, there was no other alternatives like driving a car or, chariot for especially a normal, ordinary person. So he was walking, and it was getting late. And then he was, praying to Lord Jagannath, please wait for me, don't go. So his prayer was very heart, touching prayers, when you hear those things. So Lord Jagannath heard that from a long distance, and he stopped his chariot. He didn't move, the chariot didn't move from there. And it waited for a long time, for days, until Salabek came, and he told his sevak, the servants, Lord Jagannath told his servants, I will not move from here until Salabek comes to see me. He is coming, he is on the way. As soon he comes, bring him as close as possible to me. I would like to see him. So, this is a great devotee. Although he considered himself, I am nothing, I'm not close to the devotees. I should not come close to the devotees since I'm a Muslim. So many inferiority he was feeling. But the Lord has another plan for him. He wanted to see him. So this is the one of the story I briefly explain. Any questions? Any comments?